The actions of Tay Township's top bureaucrat were put under the magnifying glass recently over her handling of a development plan 30 years in the making. During a recent regular meeting of Tay Council, an extension of the Huron Bay Estate subdivision draft approval came under scrutiny when Cown. Jeff Bumstead caught interest in the developer's late request, and a series of prying questions toward the actions of Sow Lindsay Barron. Originally approved in 1993, the Huron Bay Estate subdivision has received extensions for Phase 4 draft approval as recently as 2 years ago, when a condition was included that for future extensions a report be provided by the developer's consultants as conforming to the township's plans by December 31, 2021. Sow Barron granted a one-month extension to the developer so as to bring the subdivision extension to the January council meeting, allowing council to review the matter and make an informed decision by the end of April. "It kind of sends red flags to me," remarked Bumstead, "and anyone from the public that might pick up on that I believe would as well. That given the fact that it should come to council, and for council to consider it, we would need for it to be brought forward to a meeting." Bumstead added that he wouldn't be supporting the motion of extension despite being in support of housing, done the right way, and his concern was more to the delegation of authority. In response, Barron reiterated that the one-month extension was for council's benefit. "Did I slightly overstep my authority, given the current delegation of authority bylaw as written? Yes. Have I been given some powers of authority throughout the past couple of years mostly related to COVID? So waiving of fees and extending of contracts?" asked Barron, using the Tay Area Water Treatment Plant as an example. "We've extended that contract to the substantial completion date a couple of times now, and notified council after the fact. The conversation extended to council for comments, with many members remaining silent and a few acknowledging Barron's actions." Cown. Barry Norris noted that to vote down the extension would be to kill the 30-year draft plan for subdivision. Cown. Paul Raymond was sympathetic to giving leeway during the pandemic. Cown. Mary Warnock noted that several parties were at fault for the timing, including the developer themselves. "This council," said Mayor Ted Walker, "when we first started, we were very concerned about development, and being as helpful as we can with the need for housing. Certainly, I think the actions taken by the Sow were exactly that. If she hadn't taken those actions, this development would be dead." Council passed the motion for an April 30 extension to give the developer time for necessary reports and confirmations in obtaining further extensions. Tay Council meets for regular council meetings every fourth Wednesday of the month. Further information including council's agenda can be found on the Tay Township website.